Welcome to Unlimited Realities. Welcome, welcome to Unlimited Realities. I am your host, Lisa Zimmer, and today we have a wonderful show. I had planned on having three incredible women on, and I intended to start my show today with Dr. Susan Shumsky, and she must be having difficulty with her day. She hasn't called in yet, so I'm going to move ahead to my second guest, who is equally an incredibly dynamic woman, and she's going to talk to us about something that I think we all can benefit from. It's called Seraphim Healing, and my guest is Karen Beatty, who has been in the industry of the healing arts for over 30 years. Karen is an incredible healer. I have worked with her myself. I've known her personally for 20 years. She has over a 40-year background in the holistic healing arts. The title of her work is called Seraphim Blueprint Angelic Healing. And without further ado, I am going to bring on Karen Beatty. And Karen Beatty is our expert today on Seraphim Blueprint Angelic Healing. Welcome, Karen Beatty. Thank you so much for being my guest today on Unlimited Realities. How are you?
I'm doing great, absolutely. Thank you for hosting me. I really appreciate it. And I love talking about Seraphim Blueprint and Angelic Healing. A lot of people don't know about it. It's fairly new. So it's my pleasure to introduce it today.
Well, this is an incredible, I had planned on a great day. We were going to talk about auras, chakras, angels, spirits, and then your Seraphim Blueprint, and then I have a dietitian coming on to eliminate toxins and metals from the body. So it was going to be a really good healing day of show energy. So we're going to start off with this incredible Seraphim Blueprint Angelic Healing that you provide. Now, Karen, let me talk a little bit about how wonderful you are before we begin, because I've worked with you both in different healing modalities, and I have experienced incredible, incredible shifts, both physically, energetically, spiritually. I mean, there was a lot of clearing that you have an ability to do, and you are such a natural healer. I really, really encourage everyone listening to make an appointment if you're in the state of Florida to come see Karen. So, Karen, you've been an energy healing practitioner and facilitator for 40 years. Now, talk to us about what Seraphim Blueprint Angelic Healing is.
Okay. Well, actually, I've been in the holistic healing arena for 40 years. I've been in the energy healing work for 10. And I started out because I suffered a trauma. I lost a child. And so I jumped into that to heal myself. And it did wonders for me. So I started studying other modalities of energy healing, everything from esoteric healing, which is 8 levels. I'm a Reiki master, reconnective healing, and Bars Access Consciousness. So I really felt quite full when I heard about Seraphim Blueprint Angelic Healing. And when I first heard the word, I'm like, what? What is that? And I had just completed level 8 with Dr. Briner in the esoteric healing. And like I said, I felt like I had a lot of tools in my medicine bag to help people with energy healing, and I had been helped so much that my enthusiasm for it was just huge. So I didn't really want to spend any more time in classroom, but my girlfriend Sharon Bruckman, who's the CEO of Natural Awakenings Magazine, who probably most of your listeners know about, Sharon begged me to go with her. She wanted me to, she's a longtime friend of mine, and she said, please take this workshop with me. So I think she even offered to pay for it because I was dragging my heels because I had just sat in a 4-day workshop completing level 8 of esoteric healing. So I said, okay, I'll go. Well, it was different from any workshop I'd ever taken because basically there was very little talking or instruction. It was mostly receiving initiations or attunements, as we call them, all day long. It was very relaxing. I just laid on the floor and received. And I didn't know what I would do with it. I wasn't sure how I felt about it. It was great. It was relaxing. I learned quite a bit there, I didn't know how I was going to use it. However, I'm the type of person that if I don't have some sort of profound experience from what I've studied, it doesn't really stick with me. I don't feel like I can use or share it with other people. And I've been blessed with experiences in every single thing I've studied. So little did I realize I would have a profound experience with Sarah Blueprint the very next day. I worked very part-time in real estate as well, and I was subbing for someone who wanted me to do an open house for them. So I put on my real estate cap, and I was walking into the building with high heels on and my briefcase and my laptop and everything else when I took my feet slipped from underneath me, and I took a really bad fall and slammed down on my right knee. It was so bad that the guard inside the building came running out. He didn't want me to move. I thought I had cracked my knee. This happened to be my bad knee that was already starting to show signs of problems. And I even been to a seminar to learn about knees because I was afraid I was going to have to replace them. So I immediately put my hands on my knee and used what I learned the day before. And I had the most incredible miracle of healing. Not only did it take care of the problem, I got right up and walked away, but my knee has been better than ever, way better than it ever was before. So,
that's incredible.
So I had the experience that I needed, and I just couldn't believe it. The guard couldn't believe it. I had bruising from the fall, but I had no repercussions anywhere in my lower back, nowhere. And this was just such a slam dunk fall. It was so hard.
Wow. Let me read some information about what Seraphim Blueprint Angelic Healing is to just inform our audience. Seraphim Blueprint Angel Healing is a collection of energies that are permanently stored in the ethers and was created by a group of high angels called Seraphim, 13,000 years ago for humanity to use in its evolution and well-being. Priests in the Atlantean ages, as well as early Hebrew mystics, recognized these energies, the latter of which created the Kabbalah. I find that so interesting. In modern times, the Seraphim appeared to Ruth Rendley, is that right, Karen, in 1994 when she was a meditation instructor. I just wanted to give them a little bit of where it came from, because the aspect of early Hebrew mystics that they used it for Kabbalah is just, it really, for that, it really grounds me, you know.
And
the aspect that you really went through this incredible, dramatic healing for yourself, and I know you don't, you have to validate everything through experience, and that I respect and appreciate tremendously. So without further ado, and I apologize for interrupting you,
no,
continue on with your story.
Okay. So I knew right then that I was going to go take level two. You know, all these levels are separate. You don't have to take them all. Level one in itself, I swear, if every household had a practitioner of level one, the world would be a better place. Because level one, you learn the most about healing yourself and healing others. You learn how to activate crystals with healing energy, where you can actually channel healing energy through the seraph, the initiations that you have in you, and activate healing into a crystal and then give it to someone and they can benefit from it. You also get a special tool in level one. I'll go more into how this all works, but in that level one course in itself was enough. I didn't really need to take the others, but I was so curious after having that healing. So I took all six levels, and each one's completely different. They're all the same in the sense that you sit in the class and you relax and you receive initiations or attunements. But I was so enthralled with it that I took the classes again with another teacher and then later decided to become a teacher. So what happened is in 1994, one of the seraphs, there were many seraphs, but one of them called Santoria, came to Ruth Rendling, the author of Seraphim Blueprint, and, channeled through her, basically, channeled this information, and over a period of years, channeled all the gave her the initiations and channeled the information for the six classes. Ruth was a meditation teacher, of transcendental meditation, for like 40 years, and so probably the fact that she meditated so much made her receptive for the seraph to contact her and speak to her and give her this information. But anyway, It's 11 major energies that are synergistically interact to enhance our life force energy and our well-being. And the Seraph organized it into six classes through Ruth. And then Ruth wrote the book, which is available through Amazon, by the way. He also downloaded into her a special symbol. It's a beautiful symbol. It's actually holographic, but most of us can only see it, flat. But quite a few teachers have actually seen it holographically. Ruth started teaching classes, and she wrote another book. And the book was published in German as well. And she taught a lot of people in Japan and Germany and Australia. And then finally really started focusing on the United States.
Okay.
Seraph Improvement and Angelic Healing, most of the classes are initiations that are useful just for yourself in your daily life. I've received a lot of benefits from it, and some of them are just the fact that it has accelerated me onto a path that's more aligned with my soul and purpose. Besides the healings, I've had a lot of small daily miracles, and I have more guidance in my life for... Like Santoria is now one of my guides, for example.
Wonderful.
The biggest thing, I feel like I have a friend, and he's kind of a no-nonsense person. So, something's happening in my life. I find all of a sudden I'm handling it differently than I used to, and that's because I've opened up to the Seraphim working with me. So he'll cut through stuff much faster than I normally would. I think what people notice about me the most that's different is I'm a lot calmer, more centered. I don't get as nervous and anxious as I used to be about things. I don't worry as much. I have more confidence and contentment than I used to. I'd like to say that I meditate daily, but I really don't. I do meditate some, but not as much as I'd like to. But I have the effects of the meditation. You would think that I do based on and how I am. And because of the activations that I activate daily in my life that I've been given through these attunements. So, in fact, in one of the teacher's trainings, we've talked about just how the Seraphim Blueprint can affect us like meditation does. So I have the wonderful effects of meditation without actually just doing the discipline of meditation every day. I'd say my health and energy has improved, too. And overall, I'm just a happier and more joyous person.
Now, when in using the healing experience first, are there different mm-hmm. subtleties that individuals are going to feel like? Does everyone respond differently depending upon their sensitivities or their awareness or what you were experiencing and when you had your fall and you went through that healing, that was mm-hmm. a pretty incredible, powerful experience. Do you find that individuals receive the information uniquely to themselves, differently, or does it all come through the same way?
Well, I find that, naturally everyone's different, but you don't have to have experience in energy healing to receive this. A lot of the people that are in these classes are just lay people. They're just everyday people who aren't necessarily in the field of healing or anything like that, and they can feel it. But nine times out of ten, people feel something, And the people that are already in the field, they're like, wow, this is the finest, the most wonderful energy that I've ever felt. It's a really high vibration. And the Seraph and angels are the highest angels available.
Right.
And everyone seems to pick up on some of it. Some people it's just more like just feeling relaxed.
Okay.
But I notice when I put a group together and I give them a taste of the Seraphim, and this is usually a group of people, they come from different walks of life, and most of them are not into the healing arts, they feel it. So even the taste of the Seraphim can be felt. Doesn't have to be felt for it to work. Definitely does not have to be felt. If they don't actually feel it, like a tingling or an energy or something like that, they will feel the effects of it. And so it will affect them in their lives. So it's very, very powerful, and that naturally, because of that, that's why I'm so enthusiastic about it and love it and decided to become a teacher of it, because it's just amazing.
Now
amazing
you have
set of tools to have.
And you also have different aspects of the seraphim and angelic healing. You talk about cord cutting and manifestations and new and full moon energies as examples. Now, would you say that there are different energies present to work with within the seraphim healing when it is a new moon or when it is a full moon? Are there different energies
yes.
or intentions that you can work with?
Yes. Well, for example, the way this works, you receive the initiations, and then some of them you don't need to activate. But the ones that you do need to activate, you're actually given a word to activate them, and you can activate them immediately. So you use that word, and of course I can't say what those words are. You have to take the class to get those. And you're not supposed to ever tell anyone that hasn't taken the class, because you're supposed to receive those initiations. The word wouldn't work for you if you hadn't received
okay.
it.
Okay.
So you have to receive those initiations from someone who's had the teacher initiation. Each class is different. So each one's different. One has to do with the new moon and full moon and many other things. Another one has to do with cord cutting and many other things. So each single class is different. In level one, as I mentioned before, it's all about healing. And it gives you the most tools for healing yourself and others. But there's another class that is about manifesting in your life. So each class is very different. You don't have to take all of them. They do have to be taken in order. But even if you took level one, it's profound in itself. But, yes, on new moon and full moon, I do different things based on what I've learned. And new moon is the time, as you know, just in general, to set intentions. So,
right.
You know, once you've been initiated in this, you activate that particular initiation, and you do the new moon one, and it's just powerful. There's another one for just simple everyday manifestations, a parking spot or whatever else you need in your life. You know, you want someone to change an appointment time for you, so you activate that for help. These angels, like the Centauria, the seraph that's working with us, he has a team. You know, he
right.
has a team of angels. It's not just him. So,
okay.
And they're readily available. They're, you know, and when you receive these, I'm not saying that a person who hasn't taken this can ask their guardian angel to help them, but this is like high-speed internet. You know, so
right.
they're, once you've had these initiations, boom, you just say the word and you're there.
Wonderful.
So it's, I know. It's amazing. And you know, the classes are fun. I mean, you're basically relaxing. And in between the initiations, we talk and we, you know, I give some information. And then it's time for the next initiation. So the whole class is like that. It's just one day class. Each one of the levels is a one day class. Yeah.
And how
great.
Many
I'd
levels
love
are
you.
There? Are there more than yeah. two?
Six levels.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's six one-day classes. I recommend taking at least a month in between them, because there's a lot of recalibrating that you do.
Uh-huh.
The initiations made me go through such profound changes that sometimes I went through them a little too fast, I think, because I was rushing to get in on the deadline to take the teacher's training.
Okay.
I would have liked to have done them a little smaller, because there's a lot of integration that happens afterwards, and
right.
recalibrating of your energy field, and because you shift and you change, and it's all good. It's all in very powerful, good ways. So that's what I recommend. No more than closer than a month, a month apart, if you're going to take, you know, all the classes.
Okay,
and
now I have a question. You were pulled into this at a very fragile time in your life, and you were going through enormous emotional pain, and I honestly cannot imagine that at all, that kind of pain. How did this assist you in kind of working through the emotional piece that you were on at that point? Because the emotional piece that you went through, and in knowing you and loving you, was horrific, okay? And it's a very difficult emotion. And you came out of this so beautifully intact and spiritually oozing that I have to say that it must have been a combination in working with the Seraphim Angelic Healing for you to evolve as rapidly as you did. Now, I also know you, Karen, and you do push yourself, okay? And you do. You said you were pushing this because you wanted to get the teacher's course, but you also are a very tenacious individual, and I know that you're capable of advancing far greater than the average soul. So how did this, was it something that was more of an essence at first before you went through the knee healing, or was it something that was, did you go through like a shift of releasing before you felt the comfort? How did that healing start to manifest for you? Was it in a release at first, or was it just in a soothing?
Okay, well, first of all, you know, my big tragedy where I lost my child was, 11 years ago. So I jumped into the esoteric healing classes at that point, and then the Reiki and the reconnection. Seraphim, what does is, that has helped me in other ways, though. Since I've been in Seraphim, I lost a beloved pet, and I also moved out of a relationship that wasn't good for me. And I really feel like the Seraphim Blueprint helped me with that. Otherwise, I potentially could have been in that relationship a lot longer.
Okay.
So the healing after my beloved pet, went through a long journey of kidney disease, and I tried to save her, but she eventually passed. It really helped me with that. But I've been gradually healing over the years. I wish I had the Seraphim Blueprint right after my son passed away. I would have loved to have had that in, that knowledge. And I'm writing a book about healing grief right now. And, I keep chastising myself for not getting that book done, but then I keep learning. I said to Ruth, I said, you know what? I get on my case because I haven't finished the book, but look at what I'm now learning. You know,
right.
That shouldn't be in the book. And I asked her if she minded if I put it in the book, and she said, no, by all means, I'd like to read what you're going to put in there. I said, because if I had had this right after my tragedy, it would have made all the difference in the world,
Right.
I mean, learning the esoteric was great. Those were four-day classes. But this is so instant. This is so instantly powerful.
Right.
That I would just, I recommend it to anyone, but you have to actually go through the patient. You have to receive the initiations, and then so that you can activate them for yourself. Even if you don't ever use it for anyone else, it's for yourself. It's a tool for yourself, for your own evolution.
You were going to offer us a 3-minute transmission, and my concern was the dead air space. And after listening to this, I think if you are willing and wanting to, we should segue out with our 3-minute transmission with you. But before we do that, I want to make sure that we bring everybody to your website so that they can schedule an appointment with you, because you also do this through Skype, and let them know how to get a hold of you. How do you feel about that?
I just meditated and called in Santoria before we got started, and I told him I only had a minute to do it, and he was willing to do it in a minute. Now, normally when
okay.
I do a case for this therapist, it's normally 8 minutes,
so
if someone doesn't feel like they got enough, they can always contact me and schedule that on a teleconference. One point I did want to make is the transmissions are just as powerful, receiving them in your own home by teleconference or by Skype, as they are taking their classes in person. People do not need to do it in person. I did most of my classes at home, and I actually feel like I to freak more freely, because I had all kinds of things going on. My hands were moving, my head was moving.
Wow.
I was feeling all kinds of stuff. And so I maybe would have felt more inhibited with other people around, maybe wouldn't have let it rip like that. But That's me. I get that kind of stuff. Not everyone does. But, you know, when I got in the teleconferences, I would got back on the phone with everyone, and it was amazing the things that people were going through, the things they saw and felt during the initiations, because we all get back on the phone and share afterwards.
Oh,
so,
how neat. How neat.
Yeah.
Well, but before we start on that, I want to make sure that they can find you. So Karen's website is Balanced Energy and Health, www.balancedenergyandhealth.com, or you can write to her at KL Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-Y, 48, at AOL.com. I'm going to spell that out again, KL Beatty, 48, at AOL.com. Karen, thank you so much for being on the show today. This is just such a powerful healing. I hope people really listen to the passion you have from experience and take note and look into this with you. This is so powerful. Thank you so much for being on the show. And if you'd like to offer a one-minute transmission at this time, we are so willing and open to it.
Okay, so 1 minute or 3 minutes? You said
it's
3 minutes
to
earlier.
You.
One,
have,
two, one.
We can go 3 minutes if you want.
Okay, let's do 3 minutes because I think people will, you know, gives it a more of a chance. I mean, normally I do 8 minutes, so I'm hoping the 3 minutes will do, you know, be enough for people. But you know, give them just a little taste of this seraphim energy, and you know, I'll just put you on the phone and get started whenever you're ready.
Great.
People just sit and relax and you know, put their phone down, put it on speaker, and just open their hands up and receive.
Okay, here we go. Everybody put your phone down, put it on speaker, put your hands up facing upward, and receive.
Well, just on their lap, relaxing, yeah. And uncross the legs and arms and just kind of open themselves up. I guess it'll take 2 seconds to call in Centauria, and then we'll get going. Okay.
That was wonderful, Karen. That was wonderful. The spirit nudged me and said, you have a show to do. So I came out of it. This was an incredible experience. Thank you so much for sharing this with the audience today. I felt that. I truly, truly felt
that.
Wonderful. Audience, please give it a whirl. Give Karen a call. Check her out on her website. Shoot her an email, but definitely, if we can all learn to utilize our inherent healing ability through the Seraphim Blueprint, we would all be evolving at a much more graceful pattern and pleasure. God bless you, Karen, and all the work you do. You are a light on this planet and very needed. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Lisa. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
It was my joy. So thank you so much, everybody. Karen Beatty, healing practitioner, 40 years experience. I urge you to contact her, KLBEATTY48 at AOL.com. And her website, once again, is www.balancedenergyandhealth.com. Thank you, Karen. God bless. Have a wonderful week.
Coming back at you, Lisa. Thank you. Take good care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, audience, we have our our next wonderful guest, who's on here many times and is our expert nutritionist and dietitian. And unfortunately, Dr. Susan Shumsky did not call in our show today. Check with her yesterday and she was ready to go, so apparently something happened and she was unable to make that show. And I very, very much apologize and am disappointed in that as well. But we have Terry Cochran, our infamous expert on nutrition and dietitian. She is offering us some invaluable information today on how to eliminate the toxins from our body. Now, toxins come into our body so readily and so unnecessarily. And they come in our packaging, they come in our foods, they come in how we process our food, they come in how we grow our food. So today our expert, Terry Cochran, is going to explain to us how we can keep our system healthier and happier. Without further ado, Terry Cochran. Thank you, Terry, for being on Unlimited Realities today. Welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Lisa. Great to be back once again.
Oh, thank you. I have missed you.
That's been a couple of months, but I am.
I know.
Glad to be
back. I can't believe it's March. It's just this whole year has just flown by so quickly. So you wanted to talk about toxins. Is that right today?
Yes, toxins, and in particular, the impaired methylation pathway. And I know it sounds very scientific, but that's one of the pathways of our phase two liver detoxification pathways. And in my practice, I have a large practice in the Metro DC area, a large nutrition practice, and we are doing some real groundbreaking work here in the sense that we are able to reverse, have been able to reverse multiple sclerosis. We are reversing autism. We are eating cancer away and polycystic ovarian syndrome, depression, Tourette, all of these very, very large and scary conditions. And what we have found is through my practice and my research, we have our practice has now hired a past NIH research scientist to really validate some of the work that we are doing in the practice as it relates to these conditions. And what we are finding is that it really does relate to toxicity. And the groundbreaking work that we're doing really goes back to copper as a toxic agent that is impaired methylation, where you can actually get a test, and there's an MTHFR gene expression that we can be tested for. If we have that gene expression, we are less likely to be able to break down heavy metals and less likely to be to break down hormones, and therefore also, our LDL liver amounts are going to be higher, the bad cholesterol markers. This then goes to the impaired methylation doesn't allow us to absorb our fats, it doesn't allow us to assimilate our hormones, and it doesn't allow us to use our B vitamins. And that is so key, because B vitamins are little cofactors. I call them the little soldiers that carry these very important nutrients across the cell membrane. And without them, it can really lead to a lot of mental illness. We need our B vitamins. We need our B vitamins in order to activate the serotonin levels, the GABA levels, the epinephrine and norepinephrine levels, which are so important in brain chemistry, whether it's depression or ADHD or anxiety or bipolar disorder. We need these B vitamins as little cofactors, and we can be taking all the Bs in the world, but if we don't have an activated methylation pathway, we won't be able to use them.
Wow. Okay.
So what we have found is how do we know whether we have impaired methylation? Well, you can come into my practice and figure that out. We'll test you here, or you can have the MTHFR gene expression tested. But then what do you do with that information? Well, the research that my practice is doing is that we now know it's tied in copper toxicity. We have reversed multiple sclerosis now multiple times. And
wow.
I know that it is, yes, it not only reversed the symptoms, but we have healed the damage. In two particular cases, we have actually, in one case, we've healed the tissue damage to the eyes In another case, we had complete neuropathy of the legs. This one woman in particular had had MS for 10 years. She had neuropathy in her left leg, and so it was difficult for her to walk. She's been working with me for a year now. She has gone from a middle-aged person that was really giving up on her health to a national bodybuilding champion with a sculpted body and wearing heels that she could never even consider wearing and jogging daily. That's just, you know, these are just some of the examples of what happens when we detoxify our bodies.
Right.
I had another client who has been working with over 11 different doctors over 8 years. She actually became an NIH, what I call an NIH experiment, National Institute of Health, because nobody could figure her out. They were running tests on her, but all the tests were coming back negative. And what we found was that she had a copper toxicity. This copper toxicity was impairing her pituitary function, which was then not allowing her to absorb and assimilate her lymphatic fluid. Her kidneys were way overproducing aldosterone, which is a hormone that holds water. And this young woman who had been a cheerleader at a top university had all of a sudden ballooned with edema uncontrollably. Her periods had been really impacted. Her mood had been really impacted. And all they could do was give her hormones. Well, that was the last thing she needed. It created more of an acute symptomology for her. So when we chelated the copper, we supported her pituitary, we supported her kidneys, she's now completely a transformed individual.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So
that's
You're
amazing. You really are. I mean, I know I've worked with you personally, and you've balanced me out. So you are like my healer. You know, you're like my, you're my physical, you know, supplement healer. So I think you're just
absolutely
amazing. Okay, so what can we do?
So, well, first thing we need to know is simple body talk. Part of what I do in taking an initial intake with my clients is I ask them a lot of questions. One is, have you ever been on well water? The second thing is, can you wear jewelry that's not gold or silver and have it not stain you? If any kind of jewelry stains you, you know you have heavy metals.
Okay.
Yes. And this can do a lot of damage. So what do we do about that? Well, I've developed a methodology for what we call chelating these heavy metals, which are very simple. It's using chlorella and cilantro, which we know has been clinically proven to chelate mercury, but I've proven it in my practice, and now we're getting the scientific research behind it to chelate copper. And so once you get the copper out, then you have to get the liver activated. And what do you do if you have impaired methylation? Well, what I have found in my practice is you need the Bs, but you can't use them. So what do? We have to give them methylated forms of the B vitamins, in particular methylfolate and then methylated B12. And then you also need an amino acid called methionine to help activate that pathway, as well as another amino acid called choline. So first we chelate the copper, then we activate the methylation pathways, and then we also support with cruciferous vegetables. And then, Lisa, through my book, I have so many recipes in my restorative recipes on Mindful Path to the Essential.
And they're yummy.
Yes. They're very yummy, but cruciferous vegetables activate both phase 1 and phase 2 liver detoxification pathways, and they help metabolize estrogen. And what we're seeing in these individuals, whether it's polycystic ovarian syndrome or depression or weight or thyroid or hormones or cholesterol, is that they can't convert fat-soluble to water-soluble, these hormones, including the cholesterol. So DIM, which is a supplement that's basically a bunch of little cruciferous vegetables packaged in a sweet little supplement, will help activate those metabolized estrogen. And we also know that it's been clinically proven to arrest certain cancer cells, in particular prostate. So the protocol that I follow, again, is clearing the liver, activating the methylation pathway, and then clearing those hormones through food, through and through these supplements. And again, back to food. Food is key. you've got to be eating clean because we carry a toxic load. And 80% of us eat foods that actually that contribute to disease rather than that contribute to health. That's a really scary statistic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And we see it. We see it in diseases that are becoming more prominent in younger people, and we're seeing it. You know, there's so much that we can take control of and start to alter ourselves. You know, it's just, I love every segment you provide because you provide an invaluable amount of wealth of information.
Well, we are really, I mean, the work that I do is actually very humbling because I just see incredible transformations, whether it's autism. We've reversed autism.
That's amazing.
I had one young man who started with me 5 years ago when he came to the practice. He was averbal. He was not holding his stools. He was very insular.
Oh.
5 years later, he's now being mainstreamed into the school system, the regular school system.
Wow.
And it's unbelievable. Why? Because he was carrying such a toxic burden of mercury and cough. He had intestinal permeability, which he was not able to assimilate any of the nutrients that he was taking in. He had tremendous candida in the gut. So, again, he was just this little toxic person that there was no way that the neurotransmitters were getting what they needed. And by detoxifying him, by clearing his liver, by chelating the mercury, by supporting his digestive tract, which would allow him to now assimilate the nutrients that he was receiving, we supported the elimination of candida. It's made a miraculous difference in his life. And so,
wonderful. That's incredible. I mean, that's like that's a remarkable story for the medical community to kind of look at. And I know that, you know, it's probably a little bit like beating a dead horse sometimes to get some parts of the medical community to look at alternative therapies. But you specifically have actually found some specific open-minded, aware alternative MDs that you work with. Is that right?
That's correct. I work with several doctors across the D.C. area that are very open-minded, that are trained in functional medicine, that understand this language, and that embrace the power of nutrition and the power of the body's anatomy. And one of the things that we have gotten away from, sadly, in Western medicine is we started creating a stovepipe paradigm for the way that we look at our bodies. You, when you have a kidney problem, you go to a nephrologist. When you have a gastrointestinal problem, you go to a GI doctor. But the body is all connected because the gallbladder and the kidneys are very connected. They work synergistically. The gut and the brain have very, very powerful connection. If you go to a psychiatrist, they'll put you on an antidepressant, but maybe it's because you have the enteric nervous system, which resides in the GI tract, which is impaired because you have malabsorption or don't have sufficient digestive enzymes. And so we've got to look at the body holistically. It all works together. As I said, you know, in this whole toxic soup of the copper impacting the pituitary, which is our master gland, that master gland then downregulates every one of our hormones. So it's going to impact the adrenal glands. It's going to impact the pancreas. It's going to impact the liver. It's going to impact the ovaries. Also, because the pituitary gland regulates neurotransmitters, now we get biochemistry of the brain involved. So there's the kidneys that are related to that because the electrolytes, which are precursors to neurotransmitters. So we can't look at one body system and heal the entire body. I'm hopeful that more and more doctors really look at it sort of in sort of a vertical paradigm as a horizontal paradigm where everything crosses the other.
Oh, that makes sense. And that's how acupuncture works as well with the meridians.
Yes, absolutely. And part of my muscle, I do a lot of muscle testing in my practice to try to discern what is going on in the body. And I muscle test in a very unique way. I have a patent on this process, but the way that we look at it is we don't just look at one meridian. We look at axes. For example, I look at the thyroid and the adrenals, and the way that I test is, well, which organ system is the driver, if you will? Because it could be that you have You're not metabolizing your carbohydrates and your metabolism is slow, therefore your thyroid is to blame, so to speak, but your thyroid numbers are normal. Well, why is that? Well, it could be that your adrenals are overproducing cortisol, and cortisol binds the thyroid hormone, so you really, in order to help restore the thyroid, you've got to support the adrenals. And
right, and that seems
related.
Founded, you know, when your adrenals are off, it seems like everything goes off. Is that right? Like, that's kind
absolutely.
Of like your... Now, where on, in regard to metals, what is the most common way we ingest metals?
Through water. Well, water is one of the most common ways of ingesting metals. Also, if you have been in the military and you have ever lived on a military base, you are more likely to have heavy metals. And that doesn't mean everyone will have heavy metals, but you're more likely to have heavy metals. Another one is, sadly, birth control. Birth control has a lot of copper. There's a lot of copper in birth control.
No kidding. That's incredibly knowing. I mean, that's something,
yes.
We could look at a whole generation of women on that.
Exactly. So copper has become really epidemic in my practice. And the research that we're doing is, well, why can one individual be exposed to copper and be fine and another individual be exposed to copper and have symptoms? This gets back to the methylation pathway. If you have an impaired methylation pathway, you will be less likely to be able to detoxify yourself from heavy metals, including copper. And so it gets back to that gene expression that is just genetic and how we assimilate or not these heavy metals. But look at your well water. We live here in the Metro DC area. I have a lot of clients from Great Falls, Virginia, and they are on well water. And I had one client who definitely had copper toxicity. We had her water tested, or she had her water tested. Her copper levels were 11 times the allowable amount.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was creating significant hormone imbalance in her and ADHD and autistic type symptomology in her son.
Oh my goodness! It's so lucky you caught that early.
Yeah, we did catch it early. And you know, the thing is, have your water checked. You can
right.
have somebody come in and test water for not just chlorine. Chlorine is just the kind of the tip of the iceberg. There are a lot of heavy metals that sneak in. And now we also know that chlorine and fluorine are really harmful to the thyroid. And so, again, these organs, the thyroid being one of the most sensitive organs to these toxins, will really be injured by these chemicals. So back to the chelation, back to our liver. How do we keep our liver clear once we've chelated it? Well, we've got to know that pseudo food that has preservatives and food dyes and estrogens and high fructose corn syrup only increase our toxic load, because those are food-like substances that have to be cleared by our detoxifying organs, being the liver and the kidneys, and then the third organ system is the skin. And so we can't eat like the standard American diet prescribes.
Right.
We have to change the way we eat. We have to empower ourselves to be advocates for our health. We have to gain knowledge. And with that knowledge, we have to take action. And that means not purchasing these foods that contribute to disease.
Right.
Sugar is such a big deal. And one of the things that we are looking at is, if you have candida, but your liver is intoxicated or congested, even if you do a candida cleanse, and I have a lot of clients that have come into my practice saying, I did this candida cleanse and it failed. Why? Well, it was because their liver is congested, and that's the pathway, the portal by which this candida is ultimately excreted. So when I treat folks, counsel folks on candida, I always start with the liver. If the
okay.
liver is congested, and it doesn't mean that you have to have heavy metals, but maybe you have impaired sulfation, maybe you have hormones that aren't being cleared. Maybe you have allergies, impaired phase one, which doesn't allow you to assimilate perfumes and chemicals and so forth. Until those things are cleared, you can't really clear the yeast. This morning I had two sweet little premature babies in here. They're now two, and they both, the first visit, they're adorable. Their first visit to me, they both had candida, significant candida. One had protein malabsorption. They had strep in their gut, and this is a very, very common in preemies. Well, we've eliminated the strep and the candida, but in one of the little ones, the mom was saying, well, she's getting a little bit of dark circles under her eyes. Why is that? Well, when she came back, we now know she's got impaired phase one, liver detoxification pathway, which has to be activated. Now, the candida was gone, but it was, again, that skin was clearing. It was showing us, well, we're having to clear through the skin because the liver couldn't clear it completely. And so we've got to look at those things and make sure that we clear our livers. And how do we do that and keep our kidneys clear? It's those green vegetables that are so good for us, the parsley and the cilantro, the chlorella, the Swiss chard, the bok choy, all those greens that you can either steam or make soups out of, or if you're really, have energy, and I do this every day, is to juice. Start juicing. Juicing does not require any digestion. It goes straight to the liver to clear toxins. Now, I always caution my listeners and my clients that when you start juicing, you have to do it in a way that is very gentle. If you drink a 10-ounce glass of green juice for your first time, you're going to be sick because it's too much of a thrust to the liver. It's going to be dumping toxins into an environment that's not ready to assimilate those toxins.
Okay.
And so you start gently. Start with maybe 2 ounces of juice and 6 ounces to 8 ounces of water. Start with gentle vegetables like cucumber. It's a great diuretic. It's great for the kidney. It's a cooling food. So I have in one of my recipes for my book, I call it BYOJ, which is build your own juice. And I really start with cucumber as a base. Very few people have a sensitivity to cucumber. It's easy on the palate. It's a good way to start the juicing, a life of juicing is what I call it. Because I think people, once they really start and they do it in earnest, they become hooked.
Yeah, because you feel the freshness and you feel the live enzymes going in your body. And once you feel that, you don't want anything else.
Exactly. You feel the difference. You just feel like...
Yeah, you do.
Like
you feel live food versus dead food. And it's very, very real. You know, it really is. I know when I went on vacation and I splurged a little bit on a croissant here or, you know, a little chocolate something there, whoo, I felt it. And, you know, when my system was more, shall we say, toxic, I didn't feel it so much. So
right.
I can tell that when as I get clear, you know, certain things really do. You do affect, it seems to, you don't want it as much, and you kind of move away from it much easier.
Absolutely. And I have an 80-20 rule. I mean, unless you have a condition that really requires you to stay away from certain foods, you know, 20% of the time I'm on that fringe, fringe food, as I call it. And, for example, I'm going to be going down to your neck of the woods this weekend to celebrate my mom's 80th birthday. And
kidding. Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, to mom. I'm going to be eating some Cuban pasteles, and I'm going to be having some, you know, probably some white rice with pork, and that's, you know, your traditional Cuban fare. But that's okay because I've been juicing, and I do that as a daily ritual for myself, and I try to, you know, I eat clean. So my body is not already fully intoxicated and you know, having a sugar load on top of that. So I'm going to enjoy that 20%.
Well, you're going to have such a great time. Are you going down to Miami or?
Yes, we're going to go to the Biltmore. So we're having a nice weekend there.
Wonderful. Enjoy, and all the blessings to your mother. Now, this has been such an incredibly powerful and informative segment. We have just a couple of minutes. Can we just give a little wrap-up or synopsis of what they can just, learn in their most basic of days of what we just discovered? You went over
Absolutely.
B vitamins. You went over some toxins, but I'll let you just pick out what you feel is most important for them to hear today.
Okay. So basically it's listening to your body. You know, if you have jewelry that's staining you, if you're breaking out a lot, that's a sign that your liver is congested. So what do you do about that? Well, cilantro and chlorella are going to help chelate that. But again, I wouldn't do this on your own. You probably need to do this with a practitioner. But I would say just eat clean. Look at those green cruciferous vegetables that help activate those phase one and phase two liver detoxification pathways. So foods that have cabbage and bok choy and collards and kale and arugula, make those greens part of your everyday eating routine. Try to take in as much liquids as possible. Apple cider vinegar is an old world tonic that is, I hadn't talked about this before, but it's a great liver purifier. So even if you just start with a little bit of a half a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar in your water every morning, do that. Look at alkalinity versus acidity, and we get that from our fruits and vegetables. Check your B vitamin levels. If you're really high or you're really low, that means you're not assimilating them. Check your fat absorbability, and there's a stool test that you can do for that, or look at your LDL level for cholesterol. If you're elevated, that means you're not breaking down your fat. And so how do you do that? Back to the liver clearing. So it's all about the liver is our biggest metabolic detoxifier, whether it's metals or hormones or cholesterol, which is a hormone in and of itself, or the B vitamins, which aren't being assimilated. Look at those and then take steps to clear and restore those pathways.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And let the audience know how they can find you.
Of course. You can find me through my website, which is healingpathsva.com. Or I also have a Facebook page and a blog and a Twitter account. And if you just Google my name, Terry, T-E-R-I, Cochran, C-O-C-H-R-A-N-E, I'm very easy to find on the web, and you'll be able to get to all of those social media outlets for information. I try to blog daily.
Wonderful, wonderful. Terry, thank you so much again for being on the show today. You are just a highlight, and you bring such invaluable information that I really hope people listen to not only improve how they're feeling, but also watching how that manifests in their daily life, just in attitude and feelings and emotions, and then also having a really healthy body. So God bless you and the work you do. Thank you so much for being on today. Audience, thank you for listening. And we will be in touch again next week. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, blessed week. Thank you again, Terry. Have a great week. All my love.
Thank you. Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.